Commission, I started helping my dad when I was 10 years old. And I tell people today that I was driving a limousine when I was 12. And people will say, are you sure? I said, I'm positive. Well, how did you drive a car with an old license and no insurance? I said, you know, I don't even believe we had insurance on our cars back in those days. I've certainly enjoyed my years. June 1, I would have been at Chattanooga Funeral Home 56 years.
That's what I call steady, Gene.
Well, yes, sir.
56 years.
56. And
one of the guys I remember well is Carol Wells. You probably worked with him, didn't
he
you?
He hired me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He hired me right out of high school. And but I grew up in Lafayette, Georgia. My father worked at Wallace Funeral Home there. Max Wallace had a furniture store. His son, J.D. Wallace, was the funeral manager. And my dad worked for them for over 50 years. And he relocated in 1962 from Lafayette to Ringo to manage the funeral home they acquired there. And you was talking earlier about the friendly undertaker. Growing up, my job was to go with my dad out to the homes where we took most of the bodies. The funeral home was just a house, and back in those days, we took most everybody back to their residence for visitation, and services were held at churches. And my job was to stand at the door and make sure the screen door was shut, and that was to keep the flies and things out. And I never will forget one of the things that we had was lamps that was generated by batteries that we had at each end of the casket, because many of the homes that we went to didn't have electricity back in those days. And we had an apparatus called a drapery set. It was made out of velvet sheen. It was on a tripod that was encased, like a big suitcase, and it would unfold up and have a backdrop behind the casket, because most of the homes were just stained wood or just plain wood, pine. Not many houses back in those days had paper, sheetrock, or anything like that. And that kind of made the appearance of everything a little bit more soothing for the family, and particularly with the lights. But I tell people it wasn't all that bad, because the highlight of having my dad during those days is that the day of the funeral, the neighbors would bring in food, and you just wouldn't believe the table that would be set for the family. And the ladies in the community would get all the food out and get ready, and the lady would say, now, everybody step back. We got to feed the undertakers first, because they've got work to do. And my dad would kind of program me. He said, don't get but one deviled egg and one chicken breast, but you can have all the banana pudding you want. That was the highlight of the early years.